Lie back and don't say a single word. I've had a rough week and I need to blow off some steam. No, not literally, you fucking jackass. Leave your pants on, you idiot. Can't you do anything right? I'm fucking pent up. I want to have my way with you. My way. So don't speak. We clear. Uh-huh. Is that what that dumb little look is supposed to mean? That was a test, baby. If you'd actually opened your mouth, I would have just left you here and forced you to listen to me make myself come in the other room. So let's get this started. By way of, let me take my blouse off. Do you think this bra makes my tits look fake? You really need to get a closer look before you decide, though. Would you like that? Go on. It's open. And you say the word, and I'll lean over. They may not be the biggest, but I know they're enough to drive you wild. So soft and kissable. Come on, just be honest. Right now, you'd really like me to put your face here, straight into my tits, wouldn't you? No? Well then, mister, what if I put your dick here instead? Oh, fine, on with this little show then. Oh my, you're already ready for me. At least you have that going for you. Fuck. It's so hot. So hot. I can feel the heat radiating. Feel the heat radiating off your dick every time I run my fingers over your package. Oh, fuck. Oh my. How long has it been? How many days or weeks was it? Since the last time I allowed you to get off, I mean. Wow, that long. I completely forgot. I'm a pretty busy girl, so I have other things to think about. You know, other things like, you know, whispering into your ear, like perhaps dirty. I need you. How I want to please you and be your slut. Your slut. To be your stupid little bimbo whore that can't focus unless she's got your cock in her mouth. Because really, that's the problem I'm having, is I can't focus. I'm thinking about your cock all. Anyway, to tease you by saying silly little things like that. Silly little things that you fall for every time, don't you? You honestly believe that I'd do that, right? Let you use me however you like. Wrap my legs around you. Keep you inside me. Begging. Begging. Up, saying please come inside me, please. I can't imagine why you think that. I like it when you start breathing really hard. I like making you lose control, begging and moaning and wanting so, so badly, so desperately, needy, pathetically beneath me. I like making you wait before I touch it, seeing the way you unconsciously thrust, push your cock towards me, wishing were me there, my hand, my mouth, my tits, my thighs. You want me to sit on your lap? I like squirting some lube onto my hand, just jerking really fast. Oh, I like giving you that look. I smile at you, and you know I'm in complete control of your pleasure. The way I'm able to build within you this powerful, insatiable urges and use them to wrap you around my manicured little finger. I love the slick, wet sound as I fuck you with my hand. Going faster and faster while you beg for me to stop, to slow down, to prolong the pleasure. But I just smile. That smile you like. And you like it when I watch you. And I shake my head and I say no, 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 no. And continue. I love it when you look at me so pleadingly. Please don't let me come, baby. Oh, it's just so cute that you think I would ever listen. And so I'll just laugh and make you explode as soon as possible. It's only been a few minutes, but I'm already starting to get bored. Does that hurt your precious ego? That I'm so invested in this. Oh, I don't know. Like, you know, watching a television program or something. Well, if you want to do better, do it now. Because my arm's starting to get tired. And that means your fun will be over. Whether you're satisfied or not. Oh, these cold mechanical strokes acting like this is some boring chore. Oh, you love it. Love it. And when I get all annoyed and tell you to fucking just get it over with. Like, I think you're an incompetent fucking moron. You just love it. You fucking love it, you twat. When I'm bitchy. When I'm a fucking bitch. When I'm bossy and rude and hypocritical and can't be pleased. When all I want to do is complain and make you feel like a moron. You fucking love it. Well, good. Because that's what you're gonna get. And I'm gonna bring. And then I'm going to stop. No more stroking. No more caressing your big, thick cock. No more gentle kisses or licks everywhere. I'm just going to release my hand. Throw a tissue over your cock so you won't even get the joy of releasing into the air. And you would. I mean, with how backed up you must be. I imagine this load would be painting the ceiling and my lips and my blushing face. Everything. 10, 9. Ugh, just hurry up and come, you fucking loser. 8, 7. Me off, you're enjoying this way too much. 3, 2, one, and I want you to come for me now, you worthless waste of space. You really, really like it when I talk like that, because I don't normally, but I kind of like it too. I'm just normally rather sweet, and it's not, you know, but I getting to be so mean, the way you look at me when I'm glaring at you or calling you names, I can tell. Tell it gets you off, and it makes me feel fucking good. So what if I was really like that? What if, instead of just pretending, the next time I was like that, I really did deny you, force you into a ruined orgasm, or even just totally leave you high and dry? With sore and aching, full balls. What would you do then, darling? Would you still find that sexy? If I really was such a huge fucking bitch. Shh, don't think too much about it, okay? You've had such a hard day. I wouldn't want to hurt you, like hurt your feelings, or I don't want you to hurt yourself or anything. Just leave all the thinking to people who are smarter and, well, just maybe a bit better at it than you are, like me. And then maybe next time, I know you're gonna get mad.